Welcome to the Business Buyer Diaries. My name is Nathan Platter. I'm a full-time employee, and I bought a business. I did everything right, from finding the deal, handling all the due diligence on 63 opportunities, and ultimately bought a profitable gym. And boy, was I in for a big surprise as a new owner. I chronicled everything in real time, including the biggest wins to the stressful nights at 2 a.m. I'm sharing my journey without sugarcoating anything, so you don't make the same mistakes that I did. Here's today's episode.
All right, well, we had the facility check-in today, and things are going along smoothly. I had to print out a lot of stuff and then send it back to the bank. That came along nicely. The landlord's been a little tough to reach, so the broker's going to reach out to the landlord. He did that after we met today, but the landlord hasn't been too responsive. Probably because this is a non-revenue-generating activity, so it's not really in their interest to be responsive, which is kind of annoying, but that's the way it is. So that's happening, and then if they're not responsive, the sellers are willing to hop in their car and go over and knock on their door to say, hey, we need the landlord for the lease, like today, right now. So that'll be a little interesting. We'll see what happens. I'm sure they'll just be responsive once more than one person is asking for a copy of the existing lease. What else we got cooking here? We got the commitment letter from the bank. So that was good. Essentially, that's the bank saying, yes, they will fund the loan. It's an 11-page document, kind of interesting. It says, like, what's going to be used as collateral, what is the equity injection, the seller note, what we are getting as a loan. And I was kind of fun surprise, too. So we're getting the loan, but then we're also getting a line of credit on top of it. So it's about 12% above the purchase price as an operating line of credit if we need it. So from working capital, if we need fixed assets, just whatever is needed. So it's the same interest rate as the SBA loan. So it's not really that useful, but it's the credit. So if we need to ebb and flow with higher expenses or paying that back, that's at least available. So that's kind of nice. That's above and beyond the purchase price. And then what else? Our interest rate is about 2.75 plus prime. So I didn't know this, but the Wall Street Journal prime rate is the industry standard. I had no idea the Wall Street Journal had that power. But I don't know. It's probably a naive question to ask. Like, why does a newspaper set the interest rate for small businesses? But super dumb question, because that's what it sounds like. And I've never heard of this before. So it's the WSJ plus prime. So today's prime is 8.5%. So that means we're looking at 11.25% interest rate on our loan. That is expensive. So we'll see what happens there. It's fall of 23. And I bet with an election in about a year, there probably will be some politics around interest rates, inflation, and it may go up, it may go down. But the SBA, but the loan payment could adjust if interest rates go up or down. So that would be interesting. Let's see, got that signed off, sent away. Applied for an insurance policy for the business, and it was about a 10 or 11 page application. It was surprising. It was like the number of masseuses, the number of massage therapists, number of estheticians, number of personal trainers, number of nutritionists, just all over the place. And so we got copies of the insurance policy and sent it to the producer and said, hey, can you just replicate? It's I'm getting a policy through you. It's the same company as what the sellers have. Can we just like duplicate the policy and like I'll fill in my name and phone number and email and we just do it that way? Like, so I gave it a shot. I just don't want to fill out a 12-page PDF if I don't have to. So I'm curious to hear what they have to say. I think that's about it. We're aiming to close 2 weeks from today, which is kind of fast. We'll see how doable that is. The insurance policy will take about a week to get sent over to the carrier, and then they'll write up the policy, we'll buy the policy, and then there's still a bank appraisal. So just like when you buy a house, the bank sends out an appraiser, they look at financials, look at the state of the business, and they make sure that there's nothing like fraudulent going on. So that should take about a week as well. And the bank said they'll need about everything done. Sorry, my watch keeps talking. Hopefully it's not disturbing the audio message. The bank said they need like everything done like a week before the actual everything finishes up. And so that'll be, that's like 7 days from now. So we have only a couple days left really to finished with the non-compete, the insurance policies, just getting everything in a row. I am continuously blown away how much pre-work and paperwork and admin work it is to get this all set up. And this is for a baby deal in the scope of things. So we may bump out to October. I don't know. We'll find out. But that's the state of everything. Keeping in touch with the broker and the sellers has helped tremendously. Knowing explicitly what my action items are, what the seller is working on, what the broker's going to be working on. Everyone's super friendly, super cordial, so it's an easy process, but I can see how this could be a drawn-out process if you're working with an annoying broker or a really like shady seller. You definitely want everyone to be in sync working together. So, fingers crossed. I think I've done everything today I can, and now to just send it on to the next people, shuffle funds to where they need to be, sign some papers, and keep working the day job. Nothing too crazy, but we'll rock and roll, and we're going to run to the finish line to close by end of September.
This has been another episode of the Business Buyer Diaries. Subscribe so you don't miss the next episode. I hope you're realizing that business ownership is no cakewalk. Check the podcast notes for a link to the DIY due diligence program, the complete list of show sponsors, and for media inquiries. Music written and composed by Wes Schrock. I'm your host, Nathan Platter. Join me again on the next one.